It is time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk as we gear up for Tibbetts Summer Theater in a different setting again this year, similar to last year. So she was familiar with it working there, and she's back this summer on the tech side of things. Kitty Blenkow joins us. You're the lighting designer this year is the official title, right?
That is correct.
But I know just in watching you guys work last year, everybody kind of chipped in for a lot of different things, especially last year when you had a much smaller crew to work with, right?
Most definitely. And this summer's going to be a lot of the same as everybody is pitching in where we can. And I, for one, am super excited to be back at the Ponds. Last summer was my first summer in which I did outdoor theater. And it was definitely a challenge trying to decide what lighting was going to be necessary, what the sun was going to do, what weather would do, and trying to give a production value that we're all used to at Tibbetts.
Yeah.
So this summer, coming back, I know generally what needs to happen, and this summer is also our first summer of having a female technical director, which is fantastic, and we found it really fascinating that most of our production staff this summer is female, which we all are very excited about. And so having a technical director this summer, we're actually able to plan a little bit more on who's doing what, and it's not all falling on everybody to try and figure that out.
So the technical director is really the person who kind of brings it all together then, right?
Yes.
As far as all the technicals, the building of the sets and the lights and the sound and all that stuff, the coordinator of all that stuff.
Yeah, so the technical director is basically in charge of overseeing everything that's happening to make sure everybody's working on a schedule and everything gets done on time. And so having that one person who is basically the umbrella over all of us saying, how are you doing? Are you going to be on time? Do you need help? How can we help you get done what you need to get done? Yeah. Is definitely a change from last year where we were all, sometimes it felt like we were chickens with our heads cut off. But in the end, it all ended up working out because we all came together as a collective group to get it done.
Well, and you look back at that, last year, Tibbetts was one of the few theaters in the country that was even doing theater. So that was kind of cool to be able to do that. So let's talk a little about that lighting. So how do you kind of figure that stuff out? Because from 7:30 to 9 o'clock at night, the whole atmosphere is different for an outdoor venue like, you know, a covered venue, but still an outdoor venue like the Ponds. How do you kind of figure that out and what you're going to use for lights and those kinds of things?
So when you're in a building, there are specific styles of lights that we use to create different moods and effects and stuff like that. In the general, if no light's on, it's dark. So taking that knowledge from indoors and then trying to translate it outside can be a little bit of a hassle, but then also knowing that actors need their faces lit so people can see them, because something in our brain, if you can't see the mouth move, you don't necessarily hear what is being said.
Okay.
So making sure that there's always light on actors is the biggest thing, and then also trying to find out when the sun sets. So if we can have a rehearsal out in the venue at night when our show is, the performance time gives us a better idea of what it's going to look like.
Yeah. And at the same time, transporting all those lights out there. I mean, in the theater, most of that stuff is there and you're just resetting them and those kinds of things. In a place like the Ponds, you're starting from scratch every show.
Yes. So the way that I generally work in summer theater is I create a plot which is where all the lights are hung for the whole summer. So last summer it was a bunch of, okay, so if this light is placed here, what does it do? Does it work? Okay, well, it doesn't necessarily do exactly what I want it to do. So the next show, let's try placing it here and then trying to figure that out. So coming back this summer, I generally have a good idea of where everything needs to be. Okay. So I can just start from there and then tweak as needed.
It's Tibbetts Summer Theater lighting designer Katie Blenkow in the studio with us this morning. Now, your daytime job during the school year is actually teaching at the college level. So how much of what you do, like summer theater, do you translate into what you teach in the classroom? Obviously, that's got to be a lot of practical experience you can deliver to the kids.
Almost definitely. In the classroom, I try to be as much hands-on as possible, because I had a professor in school that said, to learn lighting, you have to do it. So being able to come in after doing a summer theater and say, okay, well, this is all the new technology that is in our industry, but when you go into a venue, you're most likely not going to have all these new LEDs, all these new things. So you need to learn all of the old equipment, which is what most of these venues have. So then telling students, this is what this light does, and then let's go to the stage and let's go play with it so you can learn how to do that. It's fantastic.
So think back, though, when Tibbetts first opened up, it was all gas lights, right? That had to be a lot different.
Almost definitely. 100%. Very different.
Oh, very cool. Well, you'll be here all summer long doing the lighting. And Alexa Walker, by the way, is the technical director that you referred to. And Rachel is back, a stage manager, too. So there's a cool crew that a mixture of new folks, but some familiar faces that folks will see back here, too. So
yes, most definitely.
In an interesting setting, again, at the ponds. And again, it's covered pavilion. Great. Actually, it is very cool. And since they're doing on Golden Pond, that makes sense. Out of the pond.
So most definitely.
It'll be kind of fun. But things opening up with the Best of Broadway, and that's going to be June 16th, 18th, 22nd, 24th, 25th. Those are the evening shows, and the 17th and the 23rd. So they throw the afternoon stuff in there for you, too. Just to make it interesting for the light designer.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. Katie Blanco in the studio with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.